This conference will.
Great. So as I said earlier, the reason we're doing this is because I think there are a lot of great ideas out there for reactivation. And I clearly do not have the exclusive list on them. There are people that you can talk to that will tell you five other ways to reactivate associates. But the reason I give you these ideas, I just want to stir your consciousness and your creativity to start looking at different ways I can approach people in my organization who may not be ordering anymore. At one time, they had a heart and passion for Manatech. They may have loved the products, but for some reason, they're no longer taking them. You may have already done, hopefully, many other reactivation programs. Lydia and I try to do one major one every year, and then we do minor ones throughout the year. Like when PhytoBurst came out, we did a PhytoBurst reactivation. So, and now we're in the midst of doing this new reactivation based on the Give for Real program and some of the other things. You can, and we'll go through all these things, and if you choose that you say, well, Mary Jo, I think I'll wait another couple weeks until we get more entrenched and maybe have more materials on the Give for Real, that's an option you can choose as well because it's right upon us. Like I said, Sam's going to kick off his tour next week, so there are going to be more materials available. Mana Relief, there's a new, I believe it's a CD or a DVD, maybe it's a video. I think Sam told me last Tuesday night I was at Joe Del Lander's father passed away. I think some of you heard that. Anyway, I went to his wake, and Sam and I ran into each other, and that was a mistake because, I mean, Sam picked up a card and started, Mary Jo, I got to show you this. And he started doing all this stuff on the back of a card, and I was laughing because he's showing me this, all these numbers for the Give for Real program and exactly how it's going to work, and both of us were getting all excited about all this stuff. And I realized that Sam just did a business card presentation on the back of a funeral director's card. You know, and I was like, this is going to go down in history, Sam. And he started cracking up. It was funny. But anyway, we got real excited about what's going on there, and it's just we know that there are going to be more things. He told me that night about he had just viewed this new video. I believe it must have been a video because if he viewed it, that would classify it as a video. A new video for Mana Relief that encompasses this Give for Real program. So that's going to probably be available in a couple weeks as well. So with all the technology we have, you're going to be able to take that and copy-paste it for people to look at. So it might open up, you know, it might let you touch somebody's heart in a more significant way if you wait for those materials to arrive. And I will follow up afterwards, like in July sometime. We'll talk about using those materials, and I will send you some of the things I'm doing as well. But if you're like me and you have just thousands of people in your downline that need reactivation, I'm going to start today because I'm totally committed to doing, you know, Lydia and I are talking about putting a strategic plan together, which we're going to talk about today, and trying to touch these people's lives. So ours is not going to be a one-week process. It's going to be probably a three-month reactivation program. Every one of us has a different place we're in, so you can choose differently. But I want to get started now. I'm not waiting another day because I just feel like I need to get on top of that as well and just make it part of my daily routine. So here's some ideas for you on the reactivation. What can you use today to help reactivate your downline, okay? And so we're going to go through all of them, and I put some information on the back. I attached a lot of stuff on the back. First of all, the opening of Mexico. I think this is an incredible opportunity. Nothing like being on the ground floor of opening a new country. Mexico's our next-door neighbor. It's crazy to believe we're not in the absolute best position. I mean, imagine trying to help open Mexico from South Africa. A little bit of a distance issue, right? I mean, and there are probably not 30 million Hispanics living in South Africa, right? So you have we are at such a gigantic advantage over any other country. Canada has a similar advantage, of course. We love our neighbors to the north, but we're even closer. You know, they've got this huge United States between Mexico and themselves. So we're sitting there in a prime position to help open this country. We can cross borders without any effort, effortlessly, and they have such a great need down in Mexico for an uplifting of their economy. So it's kind of intriguing that we can sit here and watch this and we can say, wow, we are so well positioned. So it's kind of fun to talk about that. If you want to help people see the vision of opening Mexico, I've attached to the outline today some of the things I'm using in my Blitz program First of all, just to get an idea of why we think this is such a huge opportunity, there's a sheet that is attached to the outline that's entitled, What Do We Know About Mexico to Make Us Believe This is a Golden Opportunity? And so, you know, you can see all the data there. It's a tremendous amount of data that's collected there in terms of what Mexico's like, what's going on in Mexico today, and why we think. And I'm not going to review each and every one of those statistics because they're all available for you on that sheet. But it's just a sheet that you can use, and you can pick and choose what you want to say. But this is where you can collect your data from to communicate with people about why this is such a terrific opportunity. And as you well know, we only open a country once. We're never opening Mexico again. So if you want to be part of the ground floor movement of opening Mexico, now's the time to catch that vision and run with it. And you don't want to run with it come February after it's already open. I mean, you can do that, but you're like waiting for the shoe to fall off. I mean, it's like, why not get in now? Get the people to drive your Hispanic business today. And the other thing that I love so much about this process that I'm going through over the last few months of getting more entrenched in the Hispanic community is that I wouldn't have done this without Manitech's impetus. In other words, because why do I know that? Because I didn't do it the last 55 years of my life. So what Manitech has done for me is caused me to be more culturally sensitive and get more entrenched into a part of our society that is predicted to be 20% of all Americans by 2020. So 1 out of 5 Americans will claim Hispanic heritage. That's the projection by 2020. So it's great for us to start developing tremendous cultural sensitivity towards that group of people because they're going to be the largest minority in the United States and will take a huge percentage of our take up a huge percentage of our population. So anyway, so that's you know, it's a great opportunity to really understand them, get to know them, get to understand their culture, become a part of you know, their life, and really step into that in a big way with cultural sensitivity like perhaps we've never seen before. So that's, you want to use that kind of data, that kind of information. I love to bring about, when I talk to people about Mexico, I like to talk about, when I talk to Hispanics, I talk this way, but I also think that when you talk to people who are non-Hispanic, in a reactivation sense, you can talk about, well, you know, you're familiar with what's going on in Arizona, and I don't want to get into politics with you, whether you believe it's right or wrong, or, I mean, none of us want illegal immigration, right? None of us want to support illegals being in the United States. That's a given. That doesn't cross any political barrier. It doesn't cross any, you know, it's just a mechanism of how to go about doing that. But none of us want our tax dollars supporting illegal immigrants because they broke the law coming across here, whatever. Right? We can go into all the arguments about that. So, but illegal immigration will always happen, always happen. We won't stop it with a fence, and we're not going to stop it with more border patrol, and we're not going to stop it with the laws in Arizona. None of that's going to stop illegal immigration. It's not going to stop it. And it's not going to stop the drug cartels, and it's not going to stop the gun trafficking from the United States down to Mexico. All of this is occurring for one main reason. And what is that? That Mexico has such a depleted economy. I mean, the income down there is so negligible for the majority of people that they're fighting for a better life. And, you know, I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I said, you know, I says, you can get really mad at all these illegals crossing the border, but there's something deep down inside my heart. You can say, well, they're breaking the law, Mary Jo. And I go, yeah, I got it. But you know what? Something inside of me has a lot of admiration for people that just feel so stifled by their class system in their country that they'll do anything to improve the quality of life for their family. And if breaking a little law crossing that, you know, the Rio Grande River is all they're doing to get to a better life for their family, I mean, I got to look at these people and say, you know what? I'm not sure I wouldn't do the exact same thing you're doing. And when I have that kind of level of sensitivity towards people, I go, wow, so how do we help that? Because most Hispanics, really, when you talk to them, they want to go back home. But they don't want to go back home when there's no opportunity there. So our idea is, like, how do we help upgrade that opportunity and the level of opportunity? If more and more companies in the United States go into Mexico and pour more dollars into Mexico, we can actually be a part of the process of economic transformation there. So that's kind of the language that I use and you can use as well when you're trying to reactivate people to help support us in this endeavor, because it's a social endeavor that we're trying to do, as well as a huge income opportunity for people to get on ground floor. I do talk statistically, some people, because I compare South Africa to, you know, opening in South Africa, that's the income numbers I like to use to show all the new presidentials out of South Africa, what happens 2 years after you've opened a country, you know, 17 presidentials down there, a platinum, now we have a platinum 3 years later, but we had a gold and a couple silvers after our first year using that Celebrate magazine. I mean, it's a joy to show people what happened so they really get the income idea. But when I compare South Africa, I also like to give them the statistics on South Africa. And the statistics on South Africa are as follows. In South Africa, there are 49 million people. 9.1% are white. So we're talking about less than 5 million people that are actually involved in Manitech down there, 5 million potential. You don't see any black presidentials coming out of Mexico, out of South Africa. The average per capita income in the country is $2,700, or about $240 per month. $240 per month, average per capita. In Mexico, there's 110 million people versus 49 million. The average per capita income is $5,178, almost twice as much is in South Africa. So when people talk about Mexico being so poor, look what we're doing in South Africa. So what this tells me in my mind is I'm ready to break two presidentials a month instead of just one, which is what's happening in South Africa. So it just gives you some idea of that how effective we really will be in Mexico versus even far above and beyond what we're doing in South Africa. So that's kind of fun. And the idea that we're also, the All-Star Pack is going to be $250 instead of $499. Somebody asked me, they said, well, is that going to mean you're going to give them $600 of the products for $250? No. Manitech's reducing the contents of the pack. So trust me, it's going to be half as much for half the dollars. But it just allows people, it reduces the barrier of entry to be a business builder in our business in Mexico. So you can give those statistics. I also gave you a copy of Manitech's commitments to Mexico. And, of course, you can see that all these sheets that I'm giving you, like Manitech's commitment plans for opening Mexico, I have a date on them, like that one has 5/28/2010, because as their plans change, we're updating that sheet. So right now, that are effectively as of 5/28, those were the plans that were being discussed and thrown around. Until we actually walk in the door, we don't know exactly how that's going to look, but that's what was discussed at Manifest, of course, updated by what happened between March and the end of May. And now we're going into the summer months, so I'm sure we'll have some more updates that come as well. But that's a great piece to share with people, too, so they understand what the commitment is from Manitech, because that's another reason in my heart of hearts, since I opened two other countries with Manitech, South Africa and England. I was there in both of those countries. Manitech didn't make any kind of effort like they're doing in Mexico. I mean, they didn't make a commitment to be there for 6 months. They didn't make it to be there a week after each grand opening, doing massive opportunity meetings and trainings on a daily basis. And I mean, they're just going to be there to support you. And that's one of the biggest downsides to opening countries is what do you do to support people once you get them started? Because it's hard. You can't live in Mexico. Most people aren't going to move there to live there for, you know, 3 months. It's easier for us to live there if we wanted to, but because we're so close, but it's still not something that most people are willing to do, give up their life here to live there. So the other language that you can use, too, is what do you have to lose? We're looking at breaking a number of presidentials right off the bat coming out of that January grand opening, especially with the, you know, the lock-in program that Manitech's going to have and all that. What do you have to lose? I like to ask people, so what are you doing in your life over the next 9 to 12 months where you're going to be able to potentially generate $6,000 a month of income on a residual basis? What are you doing? It's a great question. It's a reality check. So what's your downside? If you jump on this bandwagon and make a commitment, what's your downside? We're asking for 9 months of your life. So you don't make it to 6,000, you only make it to 2,000. Would that change your life? It's the greatest opportunity you can have to see your business grow in a massive way. There's no other way. I mean, if I just keep doing Manitech the way I've always done Manitech, my income is not going to grow like that overnight. But because we're opening Mexico, that gives me the flexibility of seeing this huge pop in my number of associates. So ask that question and tell them that's the vision maybe that you have for your business, that you really see this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really see your business go from regional to presidential in 9 months. Because you've been at regional for 6 years, and it hasn't gone to presidential. So this is the opportunity that's presented itself. Okay? Any questions about that? Hopefully some of that language helps support you and when you talk to people or work with people on reactivation. Get them excited about what's going on in Mexico. You can also use this language, people, for people who are actively buying in your downline and haven't caught the vision yet, because maybe you're trying to build your Mexico premium partners and use people that you have in your organization. Secondly, let's talk about the new study on AO. That came out last week. I attached a copy of it, the article, and I've attached it again today because we're going to talk about it today in terms of what to do with it. And I think it's a terrific article. I love the idea, the headlines of that NutraIngredients.usa.com, because it gives the light that nationally we're being recognized as, you know, human study hails most promising antioxidant. Well, that is really cool because it really talks about how promising this antioxidant is, and everybody typically wants to be on an antioxidant. So you want to get that page, that article, in their face. You want to get that in people's email bank. You want to get it in front of their face, drop a letter in the mail or whatever you want to do so that you're raising their awareness, especially on a reactivation. You know, I know at one time you're committed to the products. Now, I wrote an email for some of you if you want to do it by email and attach it on an email so you can use some of that language. And my email is attached to the package, and there's no, you don't have to use my email. You can take it. You can mix it up. You can use some of the language, throw some of the language out, whatever your preference is. I don't choose any, you know, authorship to this, except I'm giving it to you, and it's for you to use in whatever way you see fit. But I think it's great to be able to talk to people. First of all, I love to tell people when I reconnect with somebody, I always want them to know why I'm doing it right out of the box so there's no suspicion. So when I sent my email, I said, I want to reconnect and to update you on some really exciting scientific news on one of Manitech's premier products. So I'm reconnecting because there's new science news. And most of the time when it's something new, even if people have decided not to do Manitech, that new news is something that would generate an interest for them to read further. So you want to get them a little bit intrigued on that. And I also already say in there, understanding you're no longer ordering, but hoping you are still open to the newest science. So I'm just trying to suggest, so if they stop reading right then, what are they saying? I'm suggesting to them that they're not open to learn new things. So it would be almost a negative. So it's some of the language might be a little entrapping for you, but that's good because we're trying to trap these people into reading further. Attached is a recent article on AO that truly suggests Ambertose AO is one of the best, if not the best, antioxidants in the marketplace. Critical is the ORAC in serum results that have been verified in two separate independent studies now and clearly tells us the exact amount of antioxidant power of this supplement. No one else in the industry supplies this kind of information nor shows these results, which is why I thought you would be interested. Because no one shows ORAC serum. We don't have publications on ORAC serum from any other company. Enjoy reading the attached, and I will contact you in the next few days. If you choose to add this product to your diet, the cost per month is about $1 a day, with almost three times the impact of adding 5 to 6 servings of fruits and vegetables to your diet, this is an incredible savings to alternative ways to help protect your cells and support anti-aging. Again, I wanted to get in there. What are antioxidants about? Protecting the cells and supporting anti-aging. Our foods are not getting any better, so greater is the need to get serious about taking products that truly work. Got it? So there's your email. Now you can choose the language. You can choose not to use that language. Does anyone have any ideas about the language? Did you like that? Is it something you find that you could transfer into your own heart and your own process? Any feedback from the field? Nope. Okay.
No. I think it's great, Susan. I think it's a really great letter. One question I have is the article, like in your email today, it's, you know, that article is in there with all these other pages. So where do people get just that article if we wanted to attach it?
If you just wanted to attach the article, so you want me to send it out independent? as like a PDF attachment for you?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's somewhere else that we can all get it from. But
I think it's on Nanotech's website, but you know what? I will do that because I want to pour into you and make sure you take action with it. How's that?
Okay.
So I will get that out after we get off this call. You will have it within 10 minutes after we get off the call. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, that article. All right. Great, great, great. Okay, good. All right, super. Anyone else have any comments or questions? How can I support you on this? Is this something you can do? Absolutely. Yeah. And you can see how you can. And how do you get it for a dollar a day? Well, you buy the family AO on automatic order. If you're one-person family, you buy it once every 4 months. And if you're four people in a family, you buy it every single month. And it costs about a dollar a day, all right, per person. Yeah. So
wonderful wording. I would want to get in right away.
Would you? So Evangeline, you just kind of blank slate and you read this and you heard this and you went, oh, my gosh, I want it right now. Yeah. Good. That's what we want to do. We want to incite people to take action. Okay, good. All right, so that's your email for the AO. I attached the article. Again, I will send it out independent after the call's over so that it's separate from the outline, and you'll have it. You can store it and attach it to your emails as you send them out. All right. You could also go in there. I'm not sure I'll do PDF. I'll talk to Lydia about it because some people like to just attach it as part of the inside of the email so no one has to click on an attachment. So I want to give you some flexibility depending on which way you want to do that. Okay, so that's the AO. That's how to use that. It's a great triggering advice to get people back on because personally, if I can get somebody started on AO, I know they're getting Ambertos in, and that's why I referred to it as Ambertos AO in the email because, you know, the original name of that product was Ambertos AO. I still call it Ambertos AO because I want people to really understand they're getting Ambertos in it. That there is Ambertos in that product. So they're getting, at least they're getting a very minimal amount of a maintenance amount of Ambertos in those two capsules of AO if they take it every day. The benefits far exceed just the Ambertos because you're getting all those phytonutrients and you're getting all those antioxidants in there too. So it's just a great all-in-one product. And once you get them back on board with Family AO, then you can work on them and get some other products added back in. But let's start small. These are for reactivation purposes. All right, the third item for reactivation would be using our Give for Real program. And again, this Give for – and so are you guys starting to see maybe, for some of you who only have like 20 people to try to reactivate, you could actually send out a reactivation program around the AO and now 2 weeks from now go back and hit them again with Give for Real. And then you could come back 2 weeks later and hit them with Opening Mexico. you could bombard them literally with all of these. But I'm not suggesting that because, they might get really tired of hearing from you. But sometimes, you know what, if it doesn't take much effort on your part, why not? Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 knocks on the head before you get somebody to take action, so I don't blame you for that either. But let's talk about the Give for Real program. So the Give for Real program, you guys were all, for the most part, all of you were on my call 2 weeks ago when you heard Sam talking, and it was just awesome. I mean, doesn't he do a great job? That call was so great, and you guys all have access to it. It's posted on the Manatrain website, so you can go back and listen to it and get the – I guess we don't have an outline on it. No, that was Sam Live, so there's no outline on it. But he did such a terrific job, and so you can just go back and listen to him and listen to what he says about it. But to talk to you a little – and I'll probably highlight a few things and then give you a little bit more beyond it. But Sam's call was – it's about the company adopting a new policy about supporting malnourished kids, and I think you can use the Dallas Weekly. All you got to do is, and maybe I'll send this to Susan. You had such a good idea about the sending a PDF on the AO article. I'll attach the Dallas Weekly as well, and so Dallas Weekly is something you could send to people as a just as an attachment to let them read about what's going on with nutrition, malnutrition. So you could do that, and then but it's all about us participating in a way and having a social consciousness in this company that's driving this company, that we are now social entrepreneurs. It's a new concept for us. I mean, a lot of us always felt that our mission with Manatech was something far greater than, in fact, most of you are still hanging in there with Manatech because it was never about money for you. It was always about mission, right? So because, you know, the people that it was about money for have long gone out of Manatech. Many, we've lost a lot of presidentials that was about money. When they lost their presidential status, they went and jumped on the newest and next thing coming out there. You know, but there are a lot of us, for me, it's, for and that's kind of my background. God directed me into this company, and I'm not going to listen to Mary Jo's needs to get out of it. I'm going to listen to him. Until he tells me that I don't belong in Manatech, I will forever be in Manatech, because that's what he asked me to do. So that's what caused me to hang in there and stay in there through thick and thin. And, of course, I'm such an avid believer in the quality of the products that we have. But as we step up in here, we now, the Manatech as a company has a new social consciousness. You know, we always had Mana Relief, but that was an independent company. Today, Manatech as a company has become a social entrepreneur and is driven by a consciousness of stomping out one of the most horrific worldwide problems, which is this childhood death caused by malnutrition.
Mary Jo?
I just got a little some kind of feedback in from somebody out there. What obviously got off mute. So it's beautiful to be able to talk about Manatech as a company with a new social consciousness about fighting this war on malnutrition, and so that's what this is about. And again, I attached for you a copy on the same email sheet that I put the email on the AO reactivation. I gave you an email that I drafted up for the Get for Real program. And I'll just read through it, and you can give me feedback or take down. But it says, I want to take 10 minutes of your time for something so big it shook my conscience. Yes, we have been through a lot over the past few years around legal restrictions on our ability to share truth about the Manatech products. Many, perhaps like you, became discouraged. Well, Manatech has just announced a brand new program, Give for Real. You are already familiar, perhaps, with the work of Linda and Sam Castor and Mana Relief, whereby they have supplied these nutritional products to over 82 countries and impacted over 90,000 orphans. Well, Sam looked at the world statistics showing over 5 million children die every year around this world due to malnutrition. So to take this company, Manatech, and truly make a significant difference, Sam convinced the board of directors to contribute the PhytoBurst and AmberTooth Nutrition to one malnourished child for a month for every automatic order placed for any of Manatech's core technology. Do you realize what this means? Every person who gets on Manatech products is now supporting the life of one child every month. With multiple orders, you'll touch multiple children. By sharing the Manatech mission, everyone you get started represents your contribution to this startling international social issue. Please review the attached and let me know if you want to be a part of this movement. Wow. Do you guys like that?
Yes. Mary Jo, Jim Humphries with a question.
Hey, Jim, how are you from San Antonio?
Yeah, just fine. I was fascinated by your antioxidant AO flyer, and at the bottom it says it's copyrighted and we can't use it. What do you think?
I know. I just feel like there's a concept out there. As long as you're not selling it, does this make some sense to you?
Yeah.
Not making, Jim, I've always been the same way about Fisher studies as well in the past. If I take a document that's copyrighted, as long as I'm not going out making money off, I'm not selling it to people, duplicating it for resale, I don't think you're ever going to have a problem, run afoul of that. Does
okay,
that make
that's
sense?
That's good enough for me.
There you go, sweetie. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm not trying to tell you that it's, you know, they might claim that that's a breach of the copyright, but I'm just saying the purpose of copywriting is that they don't want you going out making money off of them. They don't want you to, okay? All right. Super. All right. Any feedback on the email for Give for Real? Do you guys get driven a little bit by the email or what?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Joni in Phoenix. Am I to understand that if a person gets on an automatic for themselves, then Manatech will support a child, or is it an automatic to be sent to Mana Relief?
No. Automatic order for you, Joni. As of July 10th, you and me and all the people on automatic order with Manatech who are ordering Phytomatrix or Ambertose or Plus, some of our core technology products, at whatever level, it doesn't even have to be a $100 automatic order. Manatech is going to match every one of those auto orders with a one-month supply of PhytoBurst Nutritional Chew Technology and Ambertose.
Oh, my gosh. That's unreal.
It is unreal. It's unreal. It's so real, it's unreal.
I thought it was that we had to order and, you know, ship it to Mana Relief or something.
No. It's your personal automatic order, Joni, that's coming
okay,
to you.
Okay, it's a matching. Oh, wow.
They match your auto order with products direct to Mana Relief.
Thank you.
You got it? I want to make sure it's clear in my language in the email. So to take this company, Manatech, and truly make a difference, Sam convinced the board of directors to contribute the PhytoBurst and Ambertose nutrition to one malnourished child for a month for every automatic order placed for any of Manatech's core technology.
Yeah, I would use the language matching, too. That would really clarify.
Matching? Okay.
Yeah.
Match. Okay, so maybe I'll... Okay, great, great, great. So that'll clarify for you. All right, good. No, this is why I love you guys giving me feedback, because I want to make sure it's clear. I want people to really get this.
Wow.
Matching. Yeah, is that not excellent?
This is absolutely the most incredible thing that I think that has ever happened in Manatech, and I think it's going to give us the opportunity to just grow exponentially around the world.
Absolutely.
And Sam Castor gets all the credit. I was with him, and he was, like you, Mary Jo, going over this, and he was so excited. He was just bursting at the seams. You could just see him like a kid in a candy store.
It's
the most incredible thing I've ever in my life seen.
Yeah, I can tell you, Lydia is so funny, because she was at the wake with me, and she said, you know, you and Sam just don't need to be around each other. She said, you'll blow up any environment you're in, because there's so much, it's like putting two massive energy bulbs together and just exploding. And I said, you know, I feel the same way about being around Al Bala. I do the same thing. We get so excited, and we're so thrilled, and we're so, it's just... I'm telling you, there's so much greatness out there, and to feel to be a part of that is just so awesome. And, you know, I told my pastor's wife, who's involved in Manatech in a big way, and the first thing she said, she got so giddy, and she goes, I can't wait to tell all my people in my downline who are taking the products what their automatic order is doing. And I never thought of, you know, I'm writing this up for you guys for reactivation, but do you understand for retention purposes how you want to get a blast email out there to people, and maybe I'll draft that one for you too, but you can do your own. She's the one that gave me the idea that this isn't just about reactivation. This is really about retention. When people know that they know, you know, those products that are coming to you this month in July, this business period, from this period forward, every single time you're ordering automatic, you have products on automatic order with Manatech, they're going to match your auto order. The only reason I don't like the matching words, because I think match tends to say dollar for dollar or something like that, so we'll come up with something, but I want to make sure, like for Joni, the people are real clear. Every time you receive products, Manatech's going to basically match your automatic order with a one-month supply. That might be it. Match your automatic order with a one-month supply of the PhytoBurst nutritional chew ingredients and Ambertose. They're combining both into a mixture that they're going to be using almost like a powder form as a contribution. So they're not giving the nutritional chews per se. They're mixing those ingredients together to be fed to one malnourished child for 1 month. So you're supporting a child for 1 month with those nutrients every time you receive them. Yeah.
I might have another suggestion. Maybe no matter the size of the order, I think people are thinking, I think the hang-up is dollar for dollar.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about matching, because I think matching tends to, every time you hear about matching, it's like, well, if you contribute $100, we'll match it. Yeah. So that's the problem with match. But we'll make it clear. We'll make sure. I'll work on some language to try to make that clear as well. But
I have a question, actually. Is Manatech and Mana Relief working with Doctors Without Borders on this?
They're working with, Anne, all I can tell you is that I talked to Sam about different areas. Not only are they working with Doctors Beyond Borders, they're working with, like, Sam's got a laundry list of organizations he's working with. So it's not just one, it's many. And somebody asked the question, what about our malnourished children in the United States? He's got it going here in the United States as well. So this isn't just going to be overseas, which is so much of the dedication of that program, you know, Manna Relief in general, but they're going to actually approach the malnourished children in the United States as well. So we're going all over the world. Yeah.
Hey, Mary Jo, I'm wondering if we should mention those other, if we actually are working with them, it would might be very, especially everybody knows Doctors Beyond Borders. Just wondering if mentioning that, because it's a totally nonprofit together with a for-profit without government.
Well, no, Manna, but understand it's not Manna Tech. Manna Tech's contributing it to Manna Relief, who's the disbursement agent.
Right.
So Manna Tech's not going to work directly with Doctors Beyond Borders. Manna Relief will.
Okay.
All right? Because Manna Tech is, otherwise you're going to build a whole new institution at Manna Tech headquarters. They're not going to put the staff together to deal with this. Sam and Linda and that whole crew is going to be responsible for the distribution mechanism.
Okay. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hey. So I want to let people know that, you know, Sam is so excited about all this that he is hitting the road. And
yeah.
He's been doing that. Well, now he's going to be hitting the road with Dr. Rob Sinnott as well. And they're going to be doing some things together. They're going to be here in Denver on July 14th. So check in, because the excitement that's building in Manna Tech about this program is phenomenal. And I mean, Sam is just like, we haven't seen Sam like this in maybe forever, but certainly in a long, long, long time.
Forever, but Gail, I agree. It's been years.
Yeah.
I mean, the Texas AG not only took the wind out of a lot of our sails, it surely kind of depleted Sam, you know.
Right.
I was laughing with him the other day. I said, you know, Sam, what was so funny? He goes, Mary Jo, it's been such a tough time because we kept searching. And I said, yeah, remember that ready, set, go? And you even went, go where? You know, and he was like, where are we going? Oh, yeah, okay, so he added give because he knew he had his giving heart, but it still wasn't the vehicle for it. But this is give for real. This is truly give for real. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And I know he's had some conversations about, you know, working with some of the urban leagues, you know, just so that, you know, this nutrition, you know, when you look at these children here in this country who have a diet of junk food, they are looking at how they can get these nutritional products to these children as well.
Correct.
Through the program. So that's really exciting. And then I know you're going to be talking about Craig Hill's thing.
Right.
Craig is going to have materials ready for the 14th for our program here in Denver. So we'll be seeing some of Craig's materials soon. And I'm going to send you the latest, because I had a great conversation with him on Friday. And so I'll send you the latest of what that's
about. Thank you, Gail. Okay, and let's bring up, let me talk at that for a moment. But what Gail's bringing up, which is so critical, I told you Sam's kicking off on June 30th, and it's going to be a national tour about the Give for Real program. So it's going to be posted on Manic's website. It's not there yet, of course, because they haven't worked out with all the details. But he's going all around the country. He's going to be in Florida. He's going to be in Colorado. He's going to be throughout Texas. He's going to be all over the United States. So keep your eyes open of where he is so you can participate in that. And, yes, the excitement is overwhelming on what's going on with this program, because it truly is a program that, I mean, I think every church should be involved in it day one. And I'm not trying to suggest that you have to be going to church to do this program, but I see this as a gigantic step in the mission field. And of course, that's what I see in the excitement around my church and my pastor's wife, how just overwhelmed she is because these people have been in Kenya. They've been in mission trips. They've seen these starving kids. They get it. They really have a connectedness there. So people have been in foreign countries that seen this happen. It's a heartbreaker when you see these kids that have no chance. And to be able to give them a chance at life is just invaluable. So, but Craig Hill, what she's talking about with regard to Craig Hill, and I don't want to get really heavily into it, but Craig Hill's come out with a whole program about how to buy packs that you buy, whether you buy the 109 pack or the $4.99 pack, that you go out there, and the whole process is that you give. And so you start giving. So what would happen is that what you would buy, let's take a 109 pack. You take your four, you get the 109 pack with four Phyto Burst bags. And you go out there and you give, find people who will receive. So you're going to give four people one bag of Phyto Burst. And the qualifications of the people you want to give these to are three. Number one, they have to be open to receive. Number two, they have to be great givers. I mean, they love to give, love to receive, love to give. Number three, a passion for malnourished children to try to conquer this international issue. So if you find people that have those three characteristics, that's a person you give a bag of Phyto Burst for, to, and they sign up at the 109 level or the 499 level. And in their 499 kit, they get at least four bags of Phyto Burst. But in their 109, they sign up for the four bags of Phyto Burst. And then they go out and they pay it forward. So they go out and take, they already have their product for the month because they have the bag of Phyto Burst that you gifted to them. So now what they're doing is they're taking their four bags and they're pushing it out to give to four, touch four people's lives. And you just build your organization that way. And that's what Craig Hill is putting together, which is awesome, because he, and let me just share with you what he said, because this is so true. He said, you know, Craig's been an effective, he's gotten up to silver presidential, he's done tremendously well in MatTech, and he's worked it through most of his mission field, and he has a lot of evangelism going on in countries all around the world. And he gets his different churches and pastors involved in MatTech because he believes it's just an incredible way to help people break down their beliefs and their doubts and their things that are holding them back. And so that's one of the reasons he loves MatTech so much, kind of like Kiyosaki, who says it's one of the best places to get great self-development that you don't get in other institutions. And so Craig looks at it that way too. But he said, you know, every single time I get people involved with MatTech, and I can see people who love the products, but they don't want to share because they have all these inhibitions around selling. I don't want to impose on people. I don't want to make money off of other people. He says, it's unbelievable, the whole cadre of core beliefs that are stopping these people dead in the water from making a difference in people's lives. And he says, then he goes, you know what? With this Give for Real program, where all you're doing is giving to people, he goes, I've never seen anyone with inhibitions on giving. And he says, it was just so marvelous, because it's like, I don't have to mess with all that other stuff anymore, because I'm putting together a program of giving, right? And it was it's just a great thing that he said. And Sam and I were laughing when we were at the wake, we were talking about all this stuff, and he said to me, he says, you know, we used to be part of the Direct Selling Association, and I said, I got it. Now we're the founding company of the Direct Giving Association. How do you like that? We're the founder of the Direct Giving Association. MatTech's no longer part of the Direct Selling Association. They're now a part of the Direct Giving. That kind of has a nice ring to it, too, doesn't it? So you guys, I mean, it's just a blessing to be a part of this process, this program. And like I said, use it for not just reactivation, but retention as well. The next one, four is, I already went through four. Four is that founding member of Direct Giving Association, doing the business a whole new way. That's what we talked about, Craig Hill's new program and the belief system holding people back. And so that's what and you're going to get more materials on this. I have some, Gail. If you send me some materials, I'll be more than happy to pass it on as long as you give me green light to make that happen. I know that Craig is working diligently at getting these materials out to people. They're not finalized yet, so what you're going to do is be seeing things that are draft, and I'll make sure to put the word draft on the top of them so people understand the direction he's going. But it's absolutely wonderful. It's a marvelous program, and you all are going to love it. It's going to be a great way to grow your business. And then the last item I put on today's outline for reactivation is number five is We Are Back. And I love that because some people are waiting for us to come back. And if you look at the way you open the hearts of people about MatTech is truly back, is our new management team. You know, Rob and Steve and Sam being such a critical part of it again. And I mean, it's just a blast to be a part of that environment with Wayne here. And I didn't have a lot of problems with Wayne. I liked him. I respected him as a businessman. But there was just a misfit there. I mean, it was really more about no background in our industry, and some of the, you know, it's just hard to walk into a company like this and have no background in the history and no real appreciation for nutrition like the majority of us have, that we're overwhelmed by it. We understand it's a part of our daily life. We'll never stop taking these products because we value them like oxygen, right? So bringing somebody new in like Wayne was just a problematic situation for us, and so we suffered through that as well as the Text AG. And that new leadership is so powerful and impactful. So it's a blast, and having Sam back as a visionary. Our new focus on social entrepreneurship, again, we talked about that today, that we're now part of a social movement. This isn't about Mantic making money. This isn't about a network marketing company going out there and building pyramids or whatever. It's about us building a link to solving an international crisis, which is 5 million children dying every year of malnutrition. And that's our identity. It's a new identity for Manatech that we're taking on this social consciousness, and I think it's awesome. So you can talk about that. New programs to drive the business like the Craig Hill program, and then the company's regained profitability. I mean, they had a profitable fourth quarter. The first quarter was a little off again, but we're a far cry from what we experienced for the last 2 years. So the company's rebuilding that profitability. So we're off to the races and running, and a lot of things coming up that are terrific for this company. So you can talk to people just from a general perspective, you know, the vision for Manatech, where it's going from today going forward. Instead of relying on one specific thing, just do a broad-based kind of thing about where we are. So to do this on a reactivation basis, people, I'm going to suggest, as you know Mary Jo always does, develop a plan. Do not jump into something without a plan. So structure a plan. If you want to do reactivation, then say, great, what does my plan look like? I'm going to talk to at least 2 people or email at least 2 people or 5 people or 10 people, whatever you choose, but do it on a daily basis. Do not fail. Do it on a daily basis. Get a checklist. Check them off, sent out, and then have a follow-up process that 2 days later you get back in contact with them. So it's something you do every single day. It might be the first hour of every day. You get up, you work your reactivation program. And this should be a part of your life. If you don't develop it that way, I guarantee you one thing, you'll fail. Because it's something that you won't continuously do. And when you send somebody an email and you don't get back to them for 3 weeks, they're going to forget they read it. It could have emotionally moved them in such a phenomenal way, but you failed to follow up. And there's nothing sadder than to get somebody really excited about this social entrepreneurship, this new movement in Manatech, and then let them hang out and dry. So I'm going to suggest don't do it unless you have a staunch plan in place of contact, follow-up, and everything. Pick the technique you want to use. I gave you 5. You can think of 10 other ones. I just gave you ideas that I thought were awesome that might help you motivate people and move people. But you can do your own thing. But you can pick it. You can look at your laundry list of people and say, hey, this person's really got more social consciousness. This people really wants more money. This people came into it to try to raise income. So you can choose which of the programs fit the personality of the person that if you know about them. A lot of your reactivation people, you won't have a clue why they started taking the products because somebody else signed them up in your organization. I would say stick with heart. If you didn't know them, stick with heart because everybody's got a heart. And then when you follow up with them and you talk to them about the Give for Real program or the new social consciousness and the heart to help malnourished kids, then they might say, well, you know what, our family's really gotten tight and go, well, did you hear we're opening Mexico? You can always lead into the other ones that are income-producing aspects, okay? And direct contact is always best. I know people love to do emails and follow up with emails. And I go, you can drop an email to them, but I want you to follow up 48 hours later, within 48 hours of the phone call. Direct one-on-one contact. There's nothing that takes the place. This is a belly-to-belly business. Direct contact is a must. That's what really helps you be with that person, and that's why I tell you to be with them. Number 6 on my strategy list is huge. Listen to what they have to say. Have empathy for their position. Honor them in their decisions. You will never lose, ever lose. And remember, your goal in this program is first and foremost to get them restarted on the products because you believe the products are so terrific. So even if you're going after them to get involved in the Mexico business, understand first and foremost, I want them back on the product. And here's the reason why. So, right? But you can start with the business side, and you can then, if you start with, you know, you could start with the Mexico thing, and then you could fade into, did you know, hear about our AO? I really want you to get back on the products, and here's number one reason. We just had a phenomenal study come out again, backing the other one, showing that Manatex is perhaps the best antioxidant in the marketplace. And I'm sure you're taking some nutritional supplement today, even if it's not Manatex. So at least consider getting back on the AO. You know, You can use that as a fallback if they don't want to get involved in the Mexico opening. So you guys mix and match. You do your thing. You're terrific at it. I know you can do it. I'm just here to be kind of a, you know, a suggestion box for you. Here's some ways to do it. Just grab the ways, choose what works for you, but have a mechanism and run with it. I mean, it'll take you half an hour a day if you do 5 people or 10 people a day. I mean, you don't. It's not a lot of time. It's just those people were important to you at one time. They should still be important to you today. There's no one that needs to be left out. Okay? All right. Any questions? Last-minute questions, comments?
Mary Jo, Shirlene Moody here, and I'm not in your downline. And I work during the winter, and I want you to know as a teacher, but even though I can hear it at nights, it's being on the call with you. It's like you are the spark that keeps my candle going with Antech and what's going on and keeps me informed. And I really just praise God for you and all that you mean to everybody in Manatech and how you so generously help them. And thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the call and listening. You know, it takes two to always tango, so it takes all of you guys to join this and keep coming back. That keeps me motivated to keep pouring into you. So thank you all for being a part of this process. It's wonderful to be a part of this mission.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Mary Jo?
Hello. Uh-huh.
I did all that, by the way, that last caller. But I wanted to make a little quick comment about your Give for Real email. I have experience that a lot of people don't read to the end of the email or even the middle sometimes. And I wondered if there would be something catchy to get right in the beginning, like, you know, something like, guess what? Now you can affect a, you know, a malnutrition child in the U.S. and other countries. You know, see the new exciting thing that, you know, we've set up, or, you know, is there any kind of a catchphrase or
So what you're looking for is you're asking, what about a quickie email, something that's maybe 2 to 3 sentences instead of so long?
No, not a quickie email, but just something, a quickie thing to put in the front of the email or even
that's
after
it.
The first sentence.
You don't mind the length of the email as much as you want to grab them right off the back. Right out of the box.
Yeah, so they keep reading. In other words, you know, a grabbing sentence like, and then say, see below for, you know, you won't believe it. You know?
Yeah, and that's kind of why I use the lead-in that I want to take 10 minutes of your time for something that it's so big, it shook my conscience. See, that to me is something that captures me. I go, oh, my gosh, if it shook her conscience, something's got to be in it, right? I spelled that wrong, by the way, you guys. It should be conscience instead of conscious. Okay.
Sure. You know, I thought that was terrific, too, but I just thought something to connect them or, you know, the person with being able to affect a child. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I like that a lot, but I mean, like, after about the... You know, maybe after the second sentence.
Or maybe even put, how would you like to know that every single month you are helping save the life of a malnourished child? How's that? Just add that line after it shook my conscience. How would you like to know that every month you are helping save the life of one malnourished child? You may be that. And then say, you could leave that next couple sentences out and just go into, well, Manatech has just announced a brand new program, Give for Real, okay? So just add that one right after conscience. Change the word to conscience to conscious, okay? Get rid of the stuff I talked about Manatech, about being discouraged. I try to tie that in because I want to have empathy towards why they might have quit or something. But you don't have to do that. You can just go from there to say, how would you like to know that every single month, you have helped save the life of one malnourished child. Well, Manatech has just announced a brand new program. Okay, just go. You got it? Does that work for you?
Mary Jo, if you might put in there also with little effort that you can impact a child every month with little effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, you can do that too. Yeah, I think that's language that you could use, and that you could take out that we've been through a lot over the few years. You don't have to put that. I just try to, you know, and again, you guys can pick this apart and do what you want with it, but it's language that I just give you as helpful, you know, supportive language that can help move you forward and move people forward that you talk to. And use it as you can in terms of approaching the people. Make it you. I always love to tell people to do that too, because it's not about Mary Jo. I just give you ideas and suggestions, and I want you to build you into it, because they're going to want to, especially people who know you, they're going to want to hear your voice through the languaging that you utilize. But to get you started and off the ground and running, whoa, anything I can do to support that, that's what I'm about. Okay, people, love you all. You guys have a great week. Let's get to work on all this great stuff we have in front. And I will send out to you, two things I said, PDFs on the Dallas Weekly and on the Human Study, Most Promising Antioxidant. Okay? All right, love you. Have a great one.